Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Obadiah. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us to be connected to you, to know your ways, to be working with you. We want to be the humble people who are doing your will. We pray this through Jesus. Amen.
Obadiah. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says my Lord Yahweh concerning Edom. We have heard a report from Yahweh, and a messenger has been sent among the nations. Rise up, and let us rise against it for battle. Look, I will make you insignificant among the nations. You will be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of a rock, the heights of its dwelling, you who say in your heart, "Who can bring me down to the ground?" Even if you soar like the eagle, even if your nest is set among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares Yahweh. If thieves came to you, if plunderers of the night, how you have been destroyed! Would they not steal what they wanted? If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave gleanings? How Esau has been pillaged, his treasures have been ransacked. All of your allies have driven you up to the boundary. Your confederates have deceived you and have prevailed against you. Those who eat your bread have set an ambush for you. There is no understanding of it. On that day, declares Yahweh, will I not destroy the wise men from Edom, and understanding from the mountain of Esau? And your warriors will be shattered, O Teman, so that everyone from the mountain of Esau will be cut off because of the slaughter. Because of the violence done to your brother Jacob, shame will cover you, and you will be cut off forever. On the day you stood nearby, on the day strangers took his wealth, and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots over Jerusalem, you were also like one of them. But you should not have gloated over your brother's day, on the day of his misfortune, and you should not have rejoiced over the people of Judah on the day of their perishing, and you should not have opened your mouth wide on the day of distress. You should not have entered the gate of my people on the day of their disaster. You also should not have gloated over his misery on the day of his disaster. And you should not have stretched out your hands to his wealth on the day of his disaster. And you should not have stood at the crossroads to cut off his fugitives. And you should not have handed over his survivors on the day of distress. For the day of Yahweh is near against all the nations. Just as you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return on your own head. For just as you have drunk on my holy mountain, all the nations will drink continually. They will drink, and they will slurp, and they will be as if they had never been. But on Mount Zion there will be an escape, and it will be holy, and the house of Jacob will take possession of their dispossessors. And the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble. And they will set them on fire and will consume them. And there will not be a survivor for the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken. Those of the Negev will take possession of the mountain of Esau, and those of the Shephelah will possess the land of the Philistines. And they shall take possession of the territory of Ephraim and the territory of Samaria, and Benjamin will take possession of Gilead. And the exiles of this army, of the people of Israel, will possess Canaan up to Zarephath, and the exiles of Jerusalem, who are in Sepharad, will take possession of the cities of the Negev. And those who have been saved will go up on Mount Zion to rule the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will belong to Yahweh. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. we have arrived at the shortest book in the Old Testament. It's just this one chapter. And the main focus is on Edom rather than Israel, though Israel comes up quite a bit in the book. We don't know when it was written, although most people would guess it was written about the time of the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. And we don't know anything about Obadiah the prophet. His name means servant of Yahweh. Interestingly, the first bit of the prophecy is almost word for word the same as a few verses in Jeremiah 49. We don't know if one borrowed from the other, or if both were quoting from a third source. But plagiarism wasn't a thing in those days. There was no copyright, and you didn't have to cite your sources. But the book of Obadiah is a book with a clear theme in itself, and not merely a collection of other works. He starts out saying that Edom is small and not very important among the nations, but they're very proud. They think they can withstand an army in their strong cliff fortress. God says if it was just robbers, something would be left. If it was grape gatherers, they would leave a few grapes. But Edom will be completely destroyed. Edom was apparently known for their wisdom, but their wisdom will not save them. And then he gets into some specifics of why this is happening, what they did to Israel. They took the side of the enemies of Israel. They even took some of the plunder. And they killed some of the Israelites who ran away, and they handed some of them over to the people attacking them. And then God expands this to all the nations. Edom is just one nation that will be judged, but the day of Yahweh is coming for all nations, and they will receive what they have given. And since Esau killed the survivors from Israel, there will be no survivors for Edom. And then he lists several areas that Israel will take possession of in the future. And Jerusalem, or Zion, will be greater than the mountain of Edom, or Esau. Esau was Jacob's brother, and he became the nation of Edom. And Jacob became Israel. So they should have got along better, but they fought a lot of battles. And in the end, the kingdom will belong to Yahweh. And Yahweh is with Israel. We don't really know for sure how this all plays out, because we don't know when it was written or what it was written about, but the most likely guess is that it's talking about what happened during the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians, and we do see when the people went back after the Babylonian captivity, later on they did gain a lot of this territory in the time of the Maccabees. And now for a deeper dive. There are several themes here that we've seen before. Ultimate justice. They will receive what they have been given. Pride being punished. They think they are great, but they're not, and they will fall. And perhaps we should take a moment to consider how to treat people who are suffering here. What do we do with people who are suffering God's judgment? Do we pile on and help them suffer? Or do we do what we can to help? Now, it's natural to be excited by success and wealth. Wealthy people have lots of friends because other people are hoping that the wealth will somehow come to them if they hang around wealthy people. And the poor and suffering people are often ignored because, well, what can they do to help me? But God's ways are to help the poor and suffering, and not to help the proud. Now, it isn't our job to take down the proud. That's God's area. But to help the poor and the weak, that is something that God allows us to help with. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.